Turn with me to the book of John, 10th chapter. John 10.
Amen.
Amen. That's an easy one to find.
Amen.
22nd verse, John 10, 22. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Now, Father, comes the hour. And we pray, O Lord, that you will deliver a message here this morning. Father, that you will bring forth with that which we need. Lord, that you'll make us alive to thee. Lord, that you'll reassure us, that you'll confirm that which was you have given us. Lord, that you will instill within our hearts a newness, remembrance, O Father, of what you have done for us. We ask you, Lord, just to bring forth this message this morning. Put me aside, O Lord, that we might gain, eternal life. Jesus Christ our Lord. The book of John, John's writing, and here in this particular part of his writings, he said that it was at Jerusalem, the feast of dedication, and it was winter. You don't too often read of winter time. You ever notice? It seems like that it's desert country and it's always hot or dusty or something like that, but you don't hardly ever see any mention of winter. Well, he said this was his winter, and it was a feast of dedication. I didn't even know what that was, a feast of dedication. Looked it up, and it was the feast of restoring the temple that had been desecrated. It was the restoring of the temple that they had destroyed, that they had come in and desecrated everything that was in it. This was the restoring of that, or the dedication, the feast of the dedication, as they did rededicate those things unto God. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Covered area outside, but it was covered. And as he went in, then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Well, that's putting it pretty plainly. That was the attitude of the Jews. They wanted to know. They wanted to know exactly what it was. Jesus had told them many, many times what was going on, that he was the Christ. But he didn't say it exactly like they wanted to hear it. Well, if he had come out and said, I am Jesus Christ, the Son of God, would they have believed it? They wouldn't have believed it. So now they're coming back at him and they're saying, How long will you make us to doubt? How long will you make us to doubt? Just tell us plainly, are you the Christ? Well, he come back and he said, how many times have I told you? How many times have I told you that I am the Son of God? Not another word. But he said there, and the key to the whole thing, and the point that I would like to make this morning is, he says, Jesus answered him, I told you, and ye believe not. Then this part of it is a secret. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. That was his proof that he was the Son of God because of the miracles that he done. As he performed these miracles, they were things that had not been done, that he could do only through the power of God. You know these miraculous things that happened there as we read, as he done all of these miracles, and the Bible's full of them there. And not all of them are written. There were so many things that Christ done that was not written down. And as I read that, I thought, well, you know, as miracles ceased, a lot of preachers will tell you that the days of miracles are over. That it's past. That it was in his day, not our day. Well, if they like to believe that, fine. But believe me, the story that I just told you a while ago was a miracle to me. It was. It was a very small thing, and I had to laugh about it. But I had to praise God that he still does take care of us dumb people. You know, they ask me, someone, about everywhere I go, they'll say, well, God bless you. And I answer them, he does, in spite of. In spite of me, he did. Because I not being worthy of all that God does for me. But believe me, miracles still do happen. Those people are being healed every day. Prayers are being answered. How many prayers have we seen answered right here within our little congregation? Many, many prayers. And a lot of them we don't even know about. Yes. The miracles that he done, because of the works that he done, proved him. Brings up a point. We have salvation. We work towards eternal life. But works doesn't get it. Works proves it. But doesn't. Salvation is not gained by works. A lot of people in the world today would think that getting ourselves ready to meet the Maker, getting ourselves what we call saved, salvation, that they can work, they can do all of these good things they do, all the money they give and all the things that Tom just mentioned there a while ago, great. Praise the Lord for it. But it will not save your soul. We are not saved by works. We are proved by works. Jesus Christ said that the works that I do in my Father's name, they bear yes. And the works that you and I do here upon this earth, the things that we do, proves us as Christians. If the works are not there, brother, I'm going to have to doubt you. I'm going to have to wonder if you really got it. If we refuse to do the good works that God would have us to do, wow. The proof is in the pudding. If we don't have the proof to back us up, what are we but a sounding brass in the tent? perfectly simple. Is that the word he used?
Yes.
We make a lot of noise, we make a lot of smoke, we do all this, but if we don't have the works to back it up, then we better be careful. Works will not save. How many people today are depending upon the good deeds they do, the things that they help people, beautiful, wonderful, yes, but it will not save their soul. Salvation comes through the blood of Jesus Christ and no other way. Yes. How many peoples have accepted Jesus Christ, have been washed clean of their sins, and set off, sit down and do nothing? Well, you say, well, I got saved. That's all there is to it. That isn't all there is to it. He tells us there, and I read it to you at the beginning of the service this morning, that out of every man's work, talks about the works of man, tried by the fire, whether there are good works or whether there are bad works. But he said, if any man's works abide, which he has built thereon, he shall receive reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Eternal security. Baptists believe that when we are saved, we are saved and nothing can take it away from us. You agree with that?
Yeah.
Woo-wee! Nothing's response there. Good. That's good. Yes, when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, when the blood of Christ is applied to your life, it's there. And nobody, nothing can take it off of you. It's like, I always compared it to a white, clean, white robe. That when we accept Jesus Christ, wherever it is, at an altar, at home, in a stump, or wherever, maybe at your kitchen table, or maybe while you're washing dishes, we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, He wrapped around us a clean, white robe. Pure as it can be. All sin forgiven. All the sins that you ever did in your life are under the blood of Jesus Christ and remembered no more. Gone forever. Yes. Clean white robe. Beautiful. The blood of Jesus Christ is just like that clean white robe. Cleanses us from all sins. Makes us pure, complete. But you can't take it off. A lot of people would think that they could come out to church and put on their clean white robes. And then when the service is over, we hang it on the door and go out. Back into the world and do as we please. No. That's not the way it works. Baptists believe in eternal security, which is great. It is. But if we think that we can hang it up on the doorpost and leave out here and do anything we want to out in the world, look out. You're going to lose a lot of reward. I think I told you the story one time about the people that was in heaven. One had a Cadillac, one had a Lincoln, and here goes my preacher down the road on a skateboard. Reward lost. Yes. Absolutely, but the man himself saved. Tell me right here in the scripture. Yes, lose a lot of rewards. Jesus said that the works that he done proved it. My friend, let me tell you one thing right now. The works that you do are going to prove you. It's going to prove what you are now. It's going to prove if you truly accepted Jesus Christ and the works that goes with it and all that he expects you to do, all the things that he asks you to do, are you going to do it or are you going to not? Your reaction to what he would have you to do is going to prove you. It's going to prove me. You know, for years and years, we sang gospel. Oh, I don't know. When did we start back? Early 70s, 60s, or somewhere back there. 65, 66, somewhere along there. Sang. Been in churches all over this country. Been around little churches, big churches, what have you, some to thousands, some to maybe three or four. We've been in different places. Presenting the gospel and song as best we knew how. Have seen a few souls saved. Not nearly enough. But then, along came a dear sweet lady from over on Green Valley? Out of Bridgeport? You know where Green Valley is? No. Well, you go across Oral Lake, going up the roadway to Green Valley. I had a little old church up there. She called me and said the Lord had asked her to call me to come and preach. Well, I wasn't ready for that. But knowing her, believing that God had something in store, I went. I was over there for a year or so, anyhow. We had a great time. I learned a lot. Then from there we went to other places, but the singing kind of slowed down a little bit. And God led me a little bit more. Spoke several places, but it wasn't until Wallace, some 7 years ago, ten years ago, anyhow, back there away. They asked me to come down there, and I did, to speak for them, and I did that. God blessed. They asked me to be their pastor. I did. They ordained me. Wallace Church into the whatever. And it was good. There come a time when I felt that it was time to leave. And I did. Came home, sat for a few months, not very long. And Don Fowler. You knew Don Fowler? Yeah. He told me that this church, without a pastor, wondered if I would come over and speak for you some Sunday or something. And I said, well, yeah, I'll do that. Well, you know the rest of the story. These are things that when God tells you to do something, he asks you to do something, he expects you to do it. And although we be feeble, we be inadequate, as I am where I'm at today, don't know much, there probably every one of you in the house is more educated than I am. Know more than I do, but I know just enough to get you into the kingdom of heaven if you will listen. I know just enough to make your life complete if you'll listen. I know just enough that we can all be happy. In Jesus. Oh, we won't be trouble-free. No, I said happy. We'll all be happy in Jesus Christ if you'll listen. It doesn't take a big, great education to know what God wants you to do. All you have to do is say, Lord, what will you have me do? Then comes the tough part. Do it. Yes. Probably every one of us could be someplace else this morning. We could be here, there, somewhere else. Maybe what we think, having a good time. And we could enjoy the pools, the golf courses, the fishing, and all that good stuff that we do. We really live shopping on Sunday. Yeah, that's becoming popular anymore. We know all these things. But it will not satisfy you. It will not. The only thing that I have ever really found that will make your life complete, that will satisfy you in every way that you can think of, is Jesus Christ. No other way. We have a little granddaughter. She's not very little anymore. But she was saved in a meeting down there at Grafton. And listen, the Lord really did touch her. She told her little sister the other day, she said, what you need is Jesus. She wasn't a bit backward about it. She said, and she's told probably many people that, what you need is Jesus. And her daddy looked at her and said, well, you should have said that to your sister. She said, well, it's true. I said, yeah, it's true, but you might have worried a little bit about it. Because sometimes when you present Jesus Christ to somebody, you do it in a condemning way. You might say, well, you know, the reason you're having so much trouble is your heart don't belong to Jesus. And it can become offensive. It can become a point. I know one time I was sitting in a pew at a church, and a so-called friend started knocking and condemning that I needed, what I needed to do. As if she knew what I needed to do. Nobody, you don't know anybody else of what they need to do, only they know, and God will tell them, nobody else. You cannot drag somebody to this altar and have them say, you can't do it. Only the power of the Holy Spirit can make people move. Yes, and it will. It will make people get up out of their seats as it did to me. And it'll make you move to find Jesus Christ. And it will completely fulfill everything you need, period. Everything. Yes, you may struggle. You may be a few bucks short. You may have aches and pains. You may do all these things that goes with life. But deep down in your heart, it is full. He can carry you through no other way. Nothing else that you can think of will fulfill your life like knowing Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes. Our little granddaughter says, what you need is Jesus. She is exactly right. What we need is Jesus. But he said, the works that I do proves it. His witness. It is the witness. The works that we do. Folks, works, as Tom mentioned, those things that we do, yes. I don't understand God's ways. I don't. I'll be perfectly frank with you. I don't like to see Tom in bars on Saturday night. I don't like that. But if God wants to use Tom in a bar on Saturday night, praise God for it. Yes, wherever you are found to be, let God have you and work therefrom. The works, right, just the witnessing, that, right, just right there, yes. Wherever it is, I don't care if it's in Walmart. I don't care if it's in that truck going way down the road there. I don't care if it's up there in the hospital making pictures. I don't care if it's over there at the funeral home where you meet peoples. Maybe out there playing with your cats. I don't know. Maybe when you're working on your quilt. Where's it going, Allie? Yes. Beautiful place to witness. Yes. Nelda, praise the Lord for the piano. You can talk to people. You can do more preaching right there than I can do here in 100 years. Yes. Each and every one of us. There's not one of you here that isn't put in a position every day if we just allow God's work to prove us. Yes. We can be miserable people.
Yep.
We can get disgruntled, and we surely don't agree. None of us agree with that opinion.
Well, if we do agree with Dale, it's just in a minor way. First thing you know, we've got differences, you know.
We don't see things alike, but we do see one thing alike. We see Jesus Christ. That's the important part. Not what we do, but the works that we do prove us. We're Christian. Without works, we don't show much. Without representing our Lord in the things that we do. Yes, it's opportunity, and it doesn't make any difference where. When they say to you or they say to me, well, God bless you, He does, in spite of me. Yes, if I had my way, probably I'd have been living under a rock somewhere by now. Or dead. But thanks be to the Almighty God. He called me, and I answered. Not very good at it, but like I say, I know just enough to get you to heaven. I know just enough to make your life complete. I know just enough to make you happy if you but just listen. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We praise you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. We praise you, God, for hearing our prayers, Lord. Keeping us, O Lord, where we need to be. And we ask, Father, that though we go through these tough times, that we go through these trying periods, that we sometimes wonder, Lord, if you are there. We just ask, Father, that you give us the courage and the strength and the determination just to move on through your holy name. Give us, O Lord, this very week, a very special witness to someone. And Lord, if it is entirely possible, Lord, that we might lead, some soul to thee through some small deed that we might do. Help us, Lord. Show us. Guide us. Take us. Use us.